First up, though, parts of Tasmania are edging towards drought conditions, and the seasonal outlook from the Weather Bureau for the next 3 months does not give much hope of any extra rain. To dissect the outlook for the November to January period, Ian Barnes-Keegan from the Bureau joins us. G'day, Ian.
G'day, Tony.
Well, I used the dreaded D word there in the intro, drought. Would the Bureau dispute that some parts of Tasmania are, in fact, heading that way?
Now, look, I think if we're looking just at the rainfall that we've had, the year has been pretty dry, especially on the lower east coast. So more or less the area sort of south of about Bishanoe, down the east coast, extending inland to include parts at least of the southern Midlands, the Tasman Peninsula and parts of Bruny. So really well below average rainfall for that longer period. Individual months have been up and down. There's been one or two wet months, and of course this time last year it was very wet, so we came off a very wet spring 2013, but really December, January, February, etc. have been dry months overall, especially in that area. I mean, it's a dry area to begin with, but rainfall well down.
Have you got some figures there?
Yeah, look, say hard to choose, you know, a good indicative one, but say Orford, looked at the 11 months from December through to the end of October, long-term average there is about 608 millimetres. They've had 352 so far, so, you know, only less than 60%, less than two-thirds of the average rainfall, and that puts it down as not the absolute driest, but awfully close to the driest on record for that 11-month period. You see that also at places like York Plains have had 320, long-term average about 508, and Cape Bruny, which obviously is a fairly wet place, so they've had 812, but... 612, but the long-term average there is 870, so it's just much wetter. Eagle Hawk next, similar story. It's normally wetter, typically get about 820 millimetres over the 11 months. This 11 months, only about 530. So well down on the long-term average for that 11-month period. And what we've been seeing is, as that period since December 2013, as we've sort of been adding extra months on to the end of it, we've not been getting rain each month. So pretty much every month that we've added on, it has, if you like, exacerbated the problem that we're seeing on that lower east coast.
Ian, is there any hope in the latest seasonal outlook that there could be more rainfall for those areas and indeed for the state?
Yeah, the rainfall outlook is pretty much neutral across the state. Fairly strong signal for that below average rainfall is most likely for eastern Australia in general, so New South Wales, Victoria, certainly Queensland. That sort of peters out as it comes over Tasmania, bit of a hint of above average rainfall to the sea, well to the south of us, so it sort of puts Tasmania in a bit of a null area, neither above nor below. So I suppose building on these below average rainfall that we've had over the year, this is not suggesting a remarkable turnaround. One of the things that we can do, and people themselves can do, and go and have a look on their new Seasonal Outlook website, you can have a look at the chance of getting certain amounts of rainfall. And over the next 3 months, if we want to get rid of the rainfall deficiencies that we've got on the east coast, which are around the 200 millimetres, you can see that the probability that this 3 months will eliminate that is down around the 20%. So a very slim chance that we'll get enough rain over the next 3 months to remove the longer term deficit. So it's not looking bright from that point of view.
And Ian, what about temperatures as we head towards the summer period?
Yeah, temperatures, as we head towards summer, we'll continue to see warmer and warmer temperatures. Already had a few scattered through October, but a couple of cold days as well. So very much springtime weather that we've been seeing. That will continue, obviously. And into summer, the warmer temperatures become more likely. But again, the chance of it being a warmer than average season, well up. So most likely be a warmer than average season. And each individual month, again, looks like being most likely to be a warmer than average. So temperatures most likely above average. Rainfall, not a clear signal either way, but that's building on a long period of above average temperatures and below average rain, and that rain particularly in the lower east coast.
Good on you, Ian. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Ian Barnes-Keegan from the Bureau with the outlook, the three-month outlook from November to the January period, neutral for rainfall, and as Ian said, warmer than average temperatures.